Okay.
July 8th, 2026, Barnett grievance hearings. Present.
Wayne Berg.
Selena Wright.
John Fairchild.
Nancy Bishop. Okay.
Well, first of all, thank you for your service. Just have a few dumb questions.
Okay.
I read the evaluation, and it says rental of OB per HS-122. I don't know what that means.
You have a rental property that you declare on your homestead?
Yeah.
Yep, that's what that means.
That's all that is, okay. Yep. And then the only other question I have, can you read me the definition that you used for the structure? And the section.
Well, let me see. It was a 14 by 24 equipment building. And we valued the cost at $8,800. Kind of breaking up a little bit, so.
How is that?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now we can.
Okay. Can you give me the description you used in your book for the structure rating?
We called it an equipment building.
Okay, there's all different levels, right?
Okay, let me go check.
Yeah, I'm sure there are different levels. Is there electric in that one? In yours?
No. No.
Concrete slab?
Yes.
Let's see. It's heated, right?
No, it's not.
Sorry?
No heat?
No, no. No heat. You can come look at it if you'd like.
No, we're just asking a few questions, too.
Okay. No windows.
No windows?
No windows. It does have a door.
And a roof.
Type 2. Type 2. Well,
yeah, we used the type 2 description.
I think
we lost you again.
Really?
No, you're there.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, got it. Okay, perfect.
I think Nancy's looking up the definition of type 2 now.
What type did you have me down for?
Type 2.
Okay. But you had it as a heated building with electricity?
That's what I'm looking up right now.
Nancy's looking it up.
Yeah, that.
You're going to put me in a different classification.
Right.
Basically a glorified shed with a slab and a door.
No electric. No heat.
No windows.
That's a light commercial equipment shop building. Yeah. Unfinished interior, concrete, asphalt floors, cabinets, wiring outlets, and space heaters.
No wiring.
And no space heaters.
No space heaters.
Right.
I'm glad I called. I'm glad you took the time for me, too. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So we will review this, and we'll send you a letter within 5 days, okay?
Do we want to
check?
Thank
you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
For some reason, I thought you were doing it this evening, and I just didn't notice until I was on the highway today that you stopped at 1 o'clock, so I apologize for my mistake.
Yeah, we did it yesterday evening and then today.
Yeah, in the morning. That's right. I was thinking it was the same for both days, and I'd do it tonight. But thank you for your time. I look forward to hearing back from you.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Check. Oh. Hit and pause.
No, I hit stop.
Change of appraisal.
Okay, if you just state your name, Dylan.
Dylan Ferbert.
Samantha Ferbert.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
Yeah. All right. I'll go first, just so you can do your math or whatever. So my only question, looking back at the listener's card from last year, it says on this year, like once we bought it, that we're adding on the knee porch with the screened-in. The screened-in porch.
Yeah.
But it looks like that was known about, and plus when we were originally talking about it, you stated to me that there was one, and I agreed to it. So it was like it was known before we purchased the house. So I guess my question / I don't know what the correct word is, like not arguing, but like why wasn't it added to Greg or Larry's, but then once we purchase it, all of a sudden it's added to us. No, but you guys knew about it before we purchased it. Does that make sense, what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And it's on, well, I don't know if I'm reading this correctly, which is kind of embarrassing, but like you can see it says the screened in porch on the 2025 compared to the 2026. I might not be reading that correctly.
It's funny how the computer will do different things. If all the information isn't in there, it might not give a price per square foot, right. So you don't get an assessment. And maybe something, you know, something simple like that was changed.
There's two porches on here.
Yeah.
One's a screened-in porch.
Right.
And that's that value.
Right.
This one... has a knee wall. It had no wall there.
Right.
How could it have a roof and no wall? And there was a ceiling.
That's what we were confused about, because if you look at the picture that was provided, nothing changed other than from when Larry built it. The screen somehow became about, but that was previous to us, and it was known about because it's written down, screen... porch. I don't know exactly what it says. So like, and I'm only going by the notes down at the bottom on the 2026 that was what was added. And I think on our notice paper, it says add porch knee wall, which was already stated in 2025 that it was there. So to us, we were just a little, I guess, confused as to why it was added when we know.
Right.
By we, I mean you guys, we know that it was there. So, does that make sense what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
We shouldn't have took the last appointment. My brain is just.
It's okay. We're not going to go leave at 1 o'clock and there's no bell that's going to ring. But you guys have things to do.
So, was it there or wasn't it there, I guess?
Yeah. Well, my question is it correct now? That's all that really matters.
Well, not to them. Huh? Right, but like my thing, like so when we were doing research, my thing is like if it was known by the town that it was there previous to us buying it, right?
Right.
When we purchased it, like all of our paperwork states that was present. Like everything, that like the adjuster came out when we had it appraised,
right.
The bank, it states they used the lister's card and that's what we bought it based off of, and it was stated in there that there was a screened-in porch.
Right.
But now, all of a sudden, that is one of the things that our value is increasing on because you're adding it to us, although it was already stated that was there years ago.
The screened-in porch hasn't changed. It's this other porch.
We don't have another porch. That's knee wall.
How many porches do you have?
You got the back and then the front. The covered one and then the open one.
The screened and okay. Porch and then the one that faces.
These are both stated at 360 square feet. They're both about the same size?
Yes.
Okay.
Does one have a roof? I mean, does one not have any walls?
One does not have any walls. The one facing the road.
Yeah.
So this was changed.
That's and that one here, it's saying right here, add porch knee wall. and ceiling. That's one of the things that's increasing our stuff.
Nothing has changed. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was changed.
Because that's what it is. It has a knee wall.
But it had a knee wall. It was like that previous to us, and it was on the 2025 that it was previous to us.
It doesn't say knee wall in 2025.
It says no wall.
It says no wall. So that's what I changed. It was no wall, and I put it at knee wall, which I thought was correct.
Okay. But I guess my point is, you asked me about it knowing that it was there when we were purchasing it. So like when we had our conversation,
right.
It was like, oh, so you, how are you liking that knee wall? So like it was known about, so why weren't the people previous to us charged for it? And why all of a sudden is it on us?
Because somebody didn't review it and put it in incorrectly. I mean,
okay.
That's kind of what it looks like. It looks like that previously it was put in without a wall. And we actually,
I mean, even your pictures show that it has a wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how can we fight that? You guys have pictures back in 2020, I don't remember what it is, that there is a wall.
Yeah.
It's correct now, right? There is a wall and we've got it with a wall. So now it's correct.
Right. But back 10 years ago,
yeah,
you have a picture in the lister's card
folder
that there was a wall. So you have proof that there's been a wall there, mm-hmm. is what I'm trying to say. So that's an error on the lister's end. Whether it was before you guys or not,
mm-hmm.
yeah. all of a sudden now we bought the house and we're getting penalized for it. Not penalized, but we're getting it added to our increase.
Yeah.
But you have proof that it's been there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, we might have proof that the outside entry to the basement was there, but if it's not being assessed and we find a mistake, that's what we do. We correct it.
Okay. But how can it be added if nothing's been changed?
Because it wasn't correct.
No, I mean, square footage-wise, it's the numbers and everything's still the same. The only thing that's different is a label. How does that wall increase the price?
Somebody had to build a wall and buy the material for it. So that's how
I guess I'm just, I mean, I don't know. Is I looked it up on Google. It says a lister error rather than omitted property. In Vermont, if the town listers were fully aware of a structure, like a screened-in porch, under a previous owner but failed to value it properly, it is considered a clerical or judgment error on their part, which is severely limits how they can penalize you for it now. Which, like I'm saying, there is a picture that shows the wall.
Where'd you get that?
On Google. Can't trust it, but I'm just saying. I'm just trying to wrap my head. Like, again, not arguing anything. I'm just trying to figure out, from a new homeowner standpoint, us buying the house.
All right, let's go to next point, or Dylan.
I wouldn't say you're being penalized, though. I would say,
but it's increasing our taxes, right?
Yeah,
right.
But the terminology.
It's correct now.
Okay.
It was incorrect before, and now it's correct.
So shame on previous owners for not.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, we're just kind of maybe on us.
You know, I mean, we make mistakes, so. That's what it sounds like to me, is it wasn't entered correctly and now it's been corrected. So okay. I wouldn't say you're being penalized. I would say it's correct now.
Okay.
And those, you know, previously they kind of got away with a little something, it sounds like.
Do you want to go?
But as long as it's correct now, that's really the aim.
So there is a knee, yes, there is a knee wall.
Cool.
Yes.
And there's a ceiling too?
Yep.
Yes, that has that has
a ceiling. Okay.
So also I wanted to see, so the square footage where it says downstairs, what is
you have add basement entry and then add 923 square feet finished. It's not 923 square feet that's finished.
I think I changed that.
Oh, okay. Well, this is the notice that we just received on whatever, whenever you guys sent that out last week.
Yeah, at the current.
Is this it right here? So unfinished, we have
511.
Unfinished?
Unfinished. That is our total unfinished square foot of the property.
And you took pictures.
Yep, and I had the pictures as well.
So what are the dimensions of the rooms that are finished?
That are finished or unfinished? I have the unfinished ones.
I don't think we need the dimensions. Why?
Well, because we have to put it in.
He measured it.
Yep.
He's got all the numbers right there.
Okay. He's got the numbers that's not, but...
So. Okay, I do have the numbers that are...
Okay.
But I would have to adjust them in order to match the outside footprint.
Yeah, we don't want you to match the outside footprint. Basement.
Oh, okay.
The inside.
Oh, okay. In that case, the inside unfinished is... Yep, we have them both right here.
Right.
So we have 535 finished.
Okay, so that'll...
468.75.
You got a new number, 511.
They didn't want the outside.
Got it.
And 468? Yeah.
Yes.
And do you want, like, the rooms broken down by what?
No.
Okay.
I want to keep it simple.
Okay.
So the finished is 535.
Correct.
And the unfinished is 469 rounded.
Yes. Rounded up, yes.
Yeah, we'd probably round. Okay. And that's in the basement, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, is there anything else? Sorry, Nancy.
Nope, that's okay.
Yeah, sorry, I thought you need the outside footprint.
The bathroom.
I didn't realize.
You wanted to ask them about that. So,
we don't
do the outside footprint up here for the base cost. But then we're doing the inside room. Because that's the usable space is what we're...
Right. Okay. And also on the other paperwork here, it shows that...
That one's not hers. That's hers.
Where's the other one that you had?
The Greg ones or this
one? Oh, the half bath. We don't have...
Which one?
We don't have a half bathroom.
Okay, you have just two bathrooms?
Two bathrooms.
Okay. So let me check.
Yeah, they stuck a toilet inside one of those unfinished rooms in that space. And I'm guessing they called that a half bath. But there's no walls, there's no floors, there's nothing else in there.
Wow.
They just stuck a toilet there with the heater and the boilers and...
Oh, right.
Yeah, they stuck it in a utility room, just, I guess they called it a half bath.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But that, it's none of it's done.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is crazy. Well, basement and basement finished. Just being charged for... the basement twice.
That's the old one I think you're looking at, but
that's the one that we just received,
that's
right?
The one that we just received.
Yeah. 2026. Yep, this one we just received.
I just grabbed the old one because I think I was confused by the whole knee wall thing.
Right,
that's the only
reason
why I took that one. That's the most recent one.
Okay.
Okay, so it has 10 plumbing fixtures. Is that correct?
Now what?
You have two bathrooms, so you have...
Six.
Six. You have a kitchen, which makes it 7.
With a dishwasher?
Dishwasher. And then we have washer and dryer.
8, 9, 10.
Okay.
And I don't know if there's any outside faucets.
Outside faucets, like spigots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe there's one outside the garage.
Okay.
Thank you.
So that seems pretty close?
Yeah. Okay. No, that seems right. I think she says there's 10 here.
Okay.
Plumbing fixtures. Oh, it doesn't state it here.
I think she's looking it up over there.
Yeah. On camera, it says the number of fixtures beyond it, allowance of 8, but it doesn't say how many fixtures. Oh, I guess it says, okay, yeah, you're being charged for 2 plus the 8. Yep, okay. So this is right, 8 plus the 2 is 10, and 1 roughing, right? Allowance of 8. So they're being charged for 2. on the fixtures. Assessed, I should be saying. Okay. I know, I just realized how this is how you read this. Reference allowance of 1.
Okay. Yeah, we have 2.
We have 2? Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is going to be eliminated. 1 reference.
Okay.
So, on your plumbing issues, there's 1 that's going to be bringing it down 600 on the assessment.
You know, good.
Because you say you only have 1 spigot outside. Anything else? But it is going to definitely, when we do the basement issue with it, that's going to change.
Finished in the unfinished, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was
it. No, 302 spigots.
Outside?
Yes.
I have no idea. That's a U.
Front of the garage, side of the garage. So there are 2.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's okay there. But again, the basement thing is the good thing that you bring up, and then we get straight.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because the numbers wasn't matching. I was very confused about it.
He got concerned because remember I came to you guys and I was like, well, there's this. And then he's like, you did not do that correctly. So I'm like, well, then you need to go tell them. So, yeah.
But, okay. Yeah, but that was the main concerns. Bathroom and the numbers matching.
Yeah.
So what's actually there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's our concerns too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
Does he have anything other? Dylan has been very measuring all the rooms the last couple of days, so that's what that is.
Yeah, this was a quick.
Hey, why not?
Yeah, she had my notepad at the time, so I had to take the whiteboard. Yeah, but no, that was really it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah, that'll probably change it quite a bit.
Yeah, we'll get back to you. We're going to make a decision and get something in the mail for you.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
Within 5 days.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
thank you.
This was ours.
Hey, you never got on the recording. I'm sorry.
No, it's recording, I think.